From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Global security, the refugee crisis, and political instability are focal points for Secretary of State John Kerry and other Group of Seven foreign ministers. They have wrapped up their first day of talks in Japan. Their two-day meeting is underway in Hiroshima. In an interview with the Hiroshima newspaper, Kerry said the most global threats to international peace require collective action. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign ministry says the Secretary of State John Kerry and the Russian foreign minister Sergei Lavrov have stressed the need for more cooperation between their two countries to strengthen the ceasefire in Syria. The ministry statement said that during Sunday's phone conversations, Lavrov and Kerry also discussed efforts to fight the Islamic State group, as well as the al-Qaeda-affiliated Nusra Front and other terrorist organizations, agreeing to take additional measures to halt the flow of militants and weapons from abroad. Lavrov's office said the two diplomats expressed support for the efforts of the UN envoy to Syria. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter is in India during a wave of increased cooperation with India's military. Carter is looking to improve defense technology and trade cooperation while increasing military-to-military cooperation through additional bilateral and trilateral coordinated operations. Saudi Arabia's monarch addressed the Egyptian parliament Sunday, where he announced plans to build a bridge linking the two nations across the Red Sea. In his six-minute address, King Salman said the Arab countries need to work together to combat violent extremism, and he advocated a unified vision for a united Arab military force. This is VOA News. Nigeria's information minister is denying media reports the Islamist militant group Boko Haram is demanding $50 million from the government as ransom before releasing the abducted Chibok schoolgirls. President Muhammadu Buhari promised to do all he can to ensure the release of the schoolgirls after his recent meeting with parents of the girls at his presidential villa in the capital of Abuja. Meanwhile, the country's information minister says ransom reports are not new. Ukraine's embattled prime minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said Sunday that he's resigning. It opens the way for a new government to be formed and in an effort to end Kiev's political crisis. Yatsenyuk said in a televised speech and Twitter comments that he hopes his resignation would give Ukraine a chance to adopt new electoral, constitutional and judicial reforms, as well as to join the European Union and NATO. He said he's to formally submit his resignation to Parliament on Tuesday. At least 100 people died and hundreds of others were injured in a massive fire that broke out at a temple in the southern Indian state of Kerala early today, where thousands had gathered to witness a fireworks display being held as part of an annual religious festival. A stampede ensued as panic spread and many people were injured as they were trying to flee those flames. Disaster teams have reached that location, and the Kerala chief minister said permission had not been granted for that fireworks display, and temple authorities had flouted rules in conducting it. Meanwhile, the Indian prime minister headed to the disaster site with a team of specialist doctors. Belgian prosecutors have charged four more suspects linked to the deadly suicide bombings in Brussels last month that killed 32 people. The Belgian Prime Minister, Charles Michel, speaking through an interpreter, said his government and security forces will continue to be vigilant even with the new arrests.
But we all know very well that we have to stay very alert and that we have to be very careful. That is why we are taking the needed measures. I can only repeat that at this very moment, a lot of military and police people are on the ground to maintain our level of security.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. Migrants wage running battles with Macedonian police on Sunday after they were stopped from scaling the border fence with Greece near the border town of Idomeni. And aid agencies have reported that hundreds of stranded travelers were injured. Macedonian police used tear gas and stun grenades, as well as plastic bullets and water cannon, to repel the migrants. A strong earthquake centered in northeastern Afghanistan rattled parts of Central and Southeast Asia today. It registered at 6.6. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.